Alpine FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And we're pleased to have with us on the KVUE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line, Kara May, certified CHIC counselor and trainer for our latest Medicare Minute.
Karen, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Ron. I hope you are, too.
Yeah, thanks for taking some time to join us. Karen is with us on a monthly basis. We call this a Medicare Minute, and a lot of great information is passed along with Karen, who is a senior health insurance counseling advisor, counselors for North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging. And CHIC counselors provide unbiased insurance counseling and assistance to Medicare-eligible individuals, their families, and caregivers. And let's talk about vision here this morning, Karen. As people get older, many of them have, you know, problems with eyes as we age. That does happen. And are we hearing this right, that Medicare does not pay to see an eye doctor?
Well, Ron, it's true that Medicare doesn't cover eye exams for eyeglasses or contact lenses, and it also doesn't cover those glasses or contact lenses in general. But if you have a medical situation going on, it's very likely it will cover the eye doctor you see and certain diagnostic tests and certain procedures.
One of the things, Karen, that comes up as we get older is kind of the increased risk of cataracts. And obviously the question then comes up is whether Medicare will cover cataract surgery.
Well, the good news is Medicare Part B generally covers cataract surgery that implants conventional intraocular lenses. If you get covered cataract surgery in a doctor's office, you'll pay 20% of the Medicare approved amount for both the intraocular lens and the surgery to implant it. And of course, if you have Medigap, or also called supplement insurance, that would pay the other 20%. If you get cataract surgery in a hospital outpatient setting or an ambulatory surgical center, you not only pay the 20% of the Medicare-approved amount to the doctor, but also to the facility. And so you might want to find a doctor who can do the surgery in his or her office. Now, Medicare Part B deductible will apply in both of these cases, and most people now have Medigap insurance that doesn't pay that. So if you haven't met your deductible for the calendar year and you don't have Medigap insurance that does pay that deductible, you'll have to pay that deductible amount to your providers. And in 2024, that deductible is $240. People should be aware that deductible changes the beginning of every calendar year. So if you're planning cataract surgery, that amount could be different after January 1, and it might be a good idea to get your surgery towards the end of the year when you've already met your deductible.
All right, couple of good things to keep in mind concerning cataract surgery. Now, Karen, what about Medicare and covering the glasses or lenses after cataract surgery?
Well, that's the one time that Medicare is going to pay for your glasses. Medicare Part B covers one pair of eyeglasses with standard frames or one set of contact lenses after each approved cataract surgery. And that standard frame thing is kind of the catch, is if you don't like what they're offering you for standard frames, you'll, of course, have to pay for frames that you prefer.
Karen, are there other eye conditions that Medicare will cover at least fully or in part?
Yes, Medicare Part B will cover things that are medically necessary. For example, it covers certain diagnostic tests and treatment if you have age-related macular degeneration, and it covers eye exams for diabetic retinopathy once each year if you have diabetes. Now, the catch there is you have to get that exam from an eye doctor who's legally allowed to do that test in the state of Kansas. Or the state where you reside. Medicare Part B also covers glaucoma screenings once every 12 months if you're at high risk for developing that disease. And you'll know you're at high risk if you're at least one of these conditions apply to you. You have diabetes, you have a family history of glaucoma, you're African American and age 50 or older, or you're Hispanic and age 65 or older. Now, there may be some other things that are covered. Your ophthalmologist will know whether or not Medicare can be billed for a service, so it's a good idea to ask at your doctor's office if Medicare will pay towards the services you are getting.
And Karen Mace, Senior Health Insurance Counseling Advisor with the Kansas Counselors for North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging, a Medicare Minute this morning, dealing with your eyes. Now, Karen, is there anything people should be aware of when they make that eye appointment?
Well, yes, you'll want to be sure that the doctor you see can work with and can bill Medicare. Now, Medicare.gov has a tool on their homepage that lets you search for doctors in your zip code, and it's a great resource for finding providers. You'll also want to look for providers that accept Medicare assignment, and what that means is they accept what Medicare pays as the full payment of the bill. You can always ask that question at your doctor's office, do you accept Medicare assignment? And if they say no, well, next ask, well, do you at least accept Medicare? The thing is, if they don't accept Medicare assignment, you could have to pay up to an additional 15% surcharge at that provider.
Understood. Well, Karen, if original Medicare isn't paying for the glasses and the doctor appointment to prescribe them, what else can people do to help pay for those costs? Because specifically with the eyeglasses, those can be pretty significant out of pocket.
Yeah, they can. Well, some Medicare Advantage plans, which is also known as Medicare Part C, some of those plans pay for eye doctors, glasses, and contact lenses, but you'll likely need to see providers that are in the plan's network, and that could mean you have to drive quite a distance. Vision coverage varies from plan to plan with those, even within the same company, so you want to be sure to check your plan details and also find out who's in the network for your plan before you make that appointment. It's also possible to enroll in vision insurance. And the Area Agency on Aging has a list of insurance companies you could check out, and we're happy to send that list to you free of charge.
Well, Karen, how can people get a copy of that?
Well, they can call the Area Agency on Aging at 800-432-2703. And if you call that number, ask for a Medicare counselor. Those counselors are happy to answer questions you have about Medicare and help you get started with Medicare if that's what you need to do. So give us a call and we'll try to give you some help.
Outstanding. What's going to be your talking points next month?
Well, next month I'll be talking about Medicare prescription drug coverage, and that will be as we have a preview to get ready for the fall open enrollment period. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Open enrollment just about here. Karen, good information as always. We appreciate it.
Hey, it's been my pleasure to talk with you today. I hope everyone out there has a great day and enjoys the sunshine.
All right. Appreciate it, Karen. Talk to you next month.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Karen Mace, who is a senior health insurance counselor for Kansas Counselors for the North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging. She's a chic advisor, and she knows her stuff. There's no doubt about that. And Karen is with us on a monthly basis here on KVOE, the third Wednesday of every month at 8:40. Karen joins us here, KVOE Live and Local. It's 8:57.
The Flint Hills Beef Fest is this Friday and Saturday. Friday morning schedule includes a